Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, it's Tell Al. That's right. I've got some great guests today. As a matter of fact, my guests today have actually been on the show before. If you were anywhere near a radio, say in, I don't know, February, let's call it Valentine's Day in February, and, you know, you're living in South Texas, and or actually Central Texas, or anywhere in Texas for that matter, and all of a sudden on Valentine's Day, the snow starts to lightly fall, and it's very beautiful. It's a very serene vision that we never get to see in our part of the country. And that snow continues to fall, and it falls, and it falls. And the next thing you know, the temperatures are down to like 18 degrees. The whole state of Texas is basically in a different kind of lockdown because we're having weather patterns affecting us. Now, it gets even better because 2 days later, I had my guest today scheduled to be on this radio show the Tuesday after the snow fell. And I'll tell you what, like any Lifestyles Unlimited members, they were going to do everything in their power to be on the show, even though snow was falling at their house, even though their cell service was like breaking apart. They were troopers. I mean, they were literally standing out in the snow in 18 degrees trying to get signal for their cell phones because they have a story that they need to share. And ironically, with all the technical challenges that we had, we're not sure if that story got out. So Chip and Kelly have been kind enough to come back onto the show. Now, I will tell you right now, in Central Texas, it is a beautiful 75 degrees outside where I'm at. It's probably a couple degrees warmer where they're at, because I know exactly where they're at in San Antonio. They're actually enjoying their retired lifestyle. They're actually hanging out, going to do the show with me, and then they're going to go have lunch and then go pick up the kids, because that's how exciting the retired lifestyle is. So with no further ado, I'm going to bring Chip and Kelly onto the show, and you are going to get an opportunity to learn from people that have made a dynamic change in their lives. Chip and Kelly, how are you guys doing today?
Doing good, well, thank you.
So is there any snow where you're at? I just got to ask.
Far from
beautiful blue skies.
I know, it's gorgeous. Can you believe that we went through that Armageddon 3 months ago?
It was crazy. It was nuts.
I know. And you guys were, I mean, good gosh. I mean, the things that you guys were doing to try and support being on the show was just amazing. But I think that's kind of synonymous with the people that become members of Lifestyles Unlimited, right? You're willing to do whatever it takes in order to achieve the result you're trying to achieve. Am I on target?
Absolutely. And trying to help other people to do the same.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, let's start at the beginning. I don't mean at the beginning. Don't go back to, you know, I was born in whatever year you guys were born. Take me back to that time in your life when you guys were working hard. I mean, Chip, you're a CPA, you're working, doing CPA stuff, and I think corporate America. Kelly, you were doing petroleum engineer stuff. I mean, you guys had very solid W-2 jobs, and you were speeding ahead, climbing that corporate ladder. What happened to stop you dead in your tracks?
I'll say this, Al. When we first got married, back in 04, we had a negative equity, negative net worth, and we decided we needed to do something about that. Let's pull our resources, let's get out of debt, let's see what we can do, and let's get on, you know, the Dave Ramsey plan and just attack all our debt so that we can feel a little bit more of a financial freedom. And that's how this journey kind of started. We've had two paradigm shifts. since 04, since we got married. One was, okay, let's put a name to every dollar and let's get on a budget and let's get rid of our debt. No more consumer debt going forward. And then Kelly had a different, another paradigm shift several years in into our marriage around 2012. 2012, she said, introduced us to Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited, which had a different paradigm shift, which was, you know, leveraged assets that created cash flow. And Kelly, you want to talk a little more about that? Go ahead.
Yeah, so when I went to the first meeting, I was really impressed, but I wasn't sure. And when I got home, Chip asked me, hey, did you sign us up? And I said, no, you know, I'm just not sure. And so the next month I went again and I was like, yeah, let's do it. And I said, okay, Chip, you've got to go with me to the 2-day course, because what I believe is in any couple, they need to understand the methodology and the map. It's not that both of them have to do real estate, but I think that they both need to understand the methodology to move forward to be successful. And so that's what changed. The other thing that changed in our life was my corporate job was not going anywhere. I was becoming a project manager. I was moving towards being a senior project manager. But it all stopped when I got pregnant with my son, and it was a high-risk pregnancy because he was Down syndrome and had heart issues. And so from there, they had pigeonholed me into a lower position. They didn't take away the pay because I didn't do anything wrong, but they didn't want to give me the responsibility. And at that point, I knew that it was a career killer, and I had to push forward on this real estate and just get moving on it so that I wouldn't have to have that job any longer.
Yeah, when you told me that story a couple of years ago when I first met you, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I became very angry inside. I became very angry at a corporate system that thinks it's more important to focus on the bottom line and to take somebody like you with your gifts and your talents and pigeonhole you and basically put you into a place and try and make you go away because they can't get rid of you. They can't fire you because you did nothing wrong, but they're still going to punish you. I'll tell you what, that is wrong. But when we come back from the break, Kelly's going to tell us a little bit about what it's like to be a closet investor. Stick around.
Del Walmsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, if you're just joining us, I've got Chip and Kelly on the show today, and we're getting into the background. We're getting to understand what their lives were like before they ventured into real estate. And just to kind of give you a recap, if you're just joining us, Chip, hardcore focused on being a CPA. I mean, he's really good at it. And I'm so glad guys like Chip are good at being a CPA, because I would wreck that job. That's why I'm not a CPA. A lot of time commitment, a lot of putting your brain to work type of stuff. Kelly, on the other hand, she was working in corporate America, working for petroleum and gas without giving away who she was working for. And they were, I'll use the word abuse. I think they were abusing her because she went through a difficult pregnancy. And as a result of that, they just kind of set her off to the side like she was a problem child, although she's a very gifted individual. And what I'd like you to do now, Kelly, is would you pick up the story from where we left off? And one of the things I want you to address as you started transitioning into the real estate investing, what do you mean by being a closet investor?
Sure. So when we first started getting into real estate, I was educating myself. I was super excited. I was telling people, hey, I'm learning how to buy houses. I'm going to rent them out, and then I'm going to buy another one. And, you know, this is what's going to happen. And I had, you know, friends and some family members say, you know, some would tell me, oh, well, you know, talk to me in 6 months and let's see where you are. And Or I thought you wanted to, you know, sell Mary Kay. You know, that's why, you know, you're wanting to quit your job. And other people would say, oh, time, toilets, you know, tenants, that's what you're going to have to deal with. You're not going to make any money. And it was really disheartening because it was a paradigm shift for me. And any time a paradigm shift happens, you're scared. You're concerned, is this really for me? You have doubts on it. You know, did people just tell me about it and that they're successful and they're not? You have a lot of doubts, and it's very frustrating when the people around you doubt you as well. So I became a closet investor, and I said, you know, Chip, let's just keep buying, and we won't tell anybody, and we'll just keep buying, and then eventually somebody will be like, wow, well, look at that. They got 10 houses. They're syndicating a multifamily deal. So that's kind of how I did. I finally came out of the closet, but it took me a long time, and sometimes I don't even tell people.
So when you guys started investing, what did you target? I mean, what was the type of investing that made sense for you in the beginning?
When we first approached this, you know, Kelly wanting to, you know, We kind of understood the map. We were excited about it. We understood the economies of scale with multifamily. But, you know, we had sat down over a bottle of wine, and I said, "Look, Kelly, I'm on board. Let's go forward with this strategy. But let's jump into the pool, not through the deep end, but let's get in through the steps of the shallow end, and let's see how do we do with single family residents first, and if we can control our future with single families, then we can eventually really tap some of the capital that we could through the 401k into a multifamily. So that's kind of how we did it. And then we had built up a portfolio of 8 or 9 houses, and our cash flow with these 8 or 9 houses was right around $65,000-$7,000. So it had generated a pretty decent cash flow that we decided, okay, well, let's discuss and talk about going into the multifamily arena. And, you know, Kelly, you want to jump in on that?
Well, before you do, yeah, Kelly, I just want to point out that you were making $7,000 a month on those houses. That's like replacing $84,000 a year in income. And to be honest with you, that's, you know, Chip, you're the CPA, so you're the smarter guy on this. But when you're not paying the taxes or the Social Security, the Medicare, that $84,000 would actually replace a much higher salary, would it not?
Absolutely. Divide that by 25-30%, and that's going to get you up toward your gross number. So that's a big number. You know, that's a great number and a great thought. You know, your real value is, you know, you're not actually paying all those other taxes, but you're netting the same amount of money.
Yeah, Well, that's pretty cool. But you guys weren't, you weren't satisfied. You weren't. I mean, we got these houses and we're done. Kelly, you decided multifamily is a wide open possibility. What did you do to get moving towards multifamily investments?
So one of the things is we sat down with Dave Fisher and we said, hey, this, I want to do this. How do we get there, you know, from here? And he looked at Chip and he goes, well, I know you don't want to pull in your 401k. So get a few more houses, sell them all, and jump into the multifamily arena. And it's interesting when Chip tends to say, let's go into the shallow end, because he's always wanted to go into the shallow end when we were in single family and multifamily. But I would show him a house that I purchased. I'd be so excited about it. And when he walks it, he's like, this is a value play. This smells like dog urine. And he could not visualize how to change that into a really nice house. He's like, this is jumping into the deep end.
And it, then when bank. We moved. It smells like pet urine. It's like, nobody's going to want to live here. But, man.
Yeah, at this point, and Chip then, hadn't been through the 2-day yet, had he?
No, he had.
Was he paying attention?
I didn't understand reality.
We're just picking on you, Chip.
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
so
I was on board. I was on board with Kelly running these, you know, this strategy, and she will attest that I even bought, I bought houses under my name, sight unseen, because I knew what she was doing.
Now, we laugh about that, but I'm the one who ran the numbers. I would run the numbers. I would look at the rehab, and then I'm like, okay, Chip, because he's the W-2, let's go buy your house. And we go to the title company, and he goes, I'm buying this sight unseen. And it's kind of funny because it was under his name because he had the W-2, and I had already quit my job.
Nice, nice. So, you know, that actually brings up a good point. How long did you stay in that job before you finally got to the point where you said, you know what, enough of this, I'm out?
Yeah, it took me some time, but it got to a point where I was just really miserable there. And I just waited until we could get a good amount of money from the single family. And I was already educating myself for multifamily syndication. And that's when we decided, let's go ahead and leave the job and let me just focus completely on real estate. And that's how we did it.
And I'll tell you what, I know the result. And when you guys hear the result, you're going to go, holy smokes, I can do that too. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles. So he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So I was having some fun with Chip and Kelly at the break, and Kelly is kind of like me. She's kind of like a type A personality, which is, you know, you just walk up to the edge of the cliff, you look down, and you jump off. Now, Chip, he's a little more reserved. He's more of a type B personality. See, Chip will walk up to the edge of the cliff. He'll look down. He'll look to the left. He'll look to the right. He'll pull out a tablet. He'll start making some notes on the tablet. Then he'll open up a spreadsheet and start making some calculations. Once he's made all those calculations, he will again look down, look to his left, and look to his right, and then he'll take the stairs down. That gives you. Did I describe our personalities correctly?
That's right on. A personality, and I am definitely a B personality.
Yeah, and that's okay, because You know, it's the B's personality's responsibility to keep us A personalities from getting into too deep of water. Would you say that's true?
I would hope that that's true. I hope I've been I've accomplished that with Kelly.
When it comes to this multifamily investing, it's very clear to me that Kelly has paid attention to all the education that Lifestyles Unlimited presented to her, because I know that when she got into her first multifamily deal as a lead investor, she bought that property and then transitioned that property into an internal rate of return of what, like something like 315%, meaning that if I, as a passive investor, had put $100,000 into that deal, after 4 years, not only did I get my $100,000 back, I got an additional $315,000 in gains. I mean, is that the kind of results that you produced, Kelly?
Yes, that is correct. We really worked hard on that property. And Chip always tells me, let's go into the shallow end on a property. But when I looked at Woodlake 2 years actually prior, I showed him pictures and I showed him numbers. And he's like, it's all upside down. I said, no, I know. The numbers don't work, but it would be a cool property. And the next year, the price just decreased dramatically. So, but when he saw the pictures 2 years prior, he says, we're never buying that property. And I said, okay, you know. And so the price dropped and the numbers started to work. And I decided, I'm not showing him those pictures anymore because he can't see past the pictures. I'm going to show him numbers. So I showed him numbers. So what do you think? You think we should invest in this one? He goes, yeah, I like this one. I said, all right, great. So I got into the deal. A week before we're supposed to close, it's a hail of a day, April 12th, 2016, and San Antonio got hammered. 35 windows broken out, 5 sliding glass doors, 1 building, the roof had collapsed. And the next day, I didn't know this had happened, and Chip yells at me and says, hey, come in here. Is this our apartment on the news?
Sorry.
A little surprised to see that it was on the news, and there's a newscaster saying, you know, we're at this apartment complex. It is ripe with damage.
I mean, it's got to make your gut want to fall out of your body to watch the property your wife just purchased on the news with all this massive damage. I mean, really, come on. What did you feel like, Chip?
You know what? I felt sick to my stomach, and I was putting on my tie. I was actually putting on my tie to go to work, and I'm just watching the news, and I see this, and, you know, yeah, I hollered up at, you know, at Kelly. He's like, is this it? Well, we find out that's it, and it's like crazy. It's on the news, and my first thought was, okay, can we get out of this deal? Because this is not good. We had to close. We were just under contract, and the owners were out of California, but we hadn't closed. We were under contract, so they couldn't get out of the deal. But I was thinking we could. And Kelly was thinking, no, we're not getting out of this deal at all. The vision's even better now. And it was insured. But my initial thoughts were like, okay, can we get out? Her initial thoughts were like, oh, this makes it even a better deal. So it's, you know, interesting that A and B personalities coming through there.
Yeah, I mean, your fight or flight was kicking in hardcore, and she's like, oh, break something else. Come on, break something else. This is getting better. More stuff to fix.
Sure. And I was thinking, you know, we put a lot of money in on this project, so it was exposed. And that's what I was kind of thinking. Like, wow, if we can get, how can we protect it from being so exposed? And that was my train of thought. But, you know, hers was, well, no, this is even better. And the vision that she had, I just, you know, two different things for that.
So you had 55 units in this property. Did you have to rehab all 55 units, or how many did you actually have to turn?
So it actually was 51 units. They had 4 units There was space for adding four more units that they weren't utilizing. And so we actually turned it from 51 to 55. But going back to your question is the original units, we had to gut all of the loft two-bedroom units. We gutted them down to the studs and took care of that. We had to do some rewiring and replumbing, and then we converted it to a three-bedroom, which shot up from $799 a month to $1,295 a month. But
wow.
And then, so that was the biggest rehab out of the units. And then the other ones, a lot of sheetrock repair because the roofs were leaking, and then, of course, bringing it up to our standards, not the 80s standards.
I'm thinking these two-unit lofts or two-bedroom loft units that you turned into a three-bedroom, do you recall how much money you put per unit into those particular units to do that rehab?
It was between $20 and $30 a unit because we had to do a lot of work on those, on the interior.
But you were able to push those rents up by $400 a month by doing that.
Yes.
I'm just running some quick math here. Wow, you just blew up my calculator. I was trying to get a rate of return for doing that, and it doesn't want to play. But I'm just thinking that was a good return on investment to put that money into those units because, I mean, heck, you were able to, I mean, increase the rents like 50% by doing that. That's a phenomenal increase. Chip, put that CPA hat on. What does that really mean to an investor when you're able to raise the rents by 50%?
Oh, well, you know, your fixed costs pretty much stay the same. Your indirect costs you can manage. But what that generally leads to is a much higher cash flow on a monthly basis. And it also increases the value a tremendous amount based on if you can just increase rents $100 per unit. You know, over 50 units, boy, you're looking at a much larger monthly cash flow. But if you can increase rents, you know, to the tune of, you know, 250, 300, man, it just really, really makes it a profitable and favorable investment.
Hey, Kelly, you know what I just heard Chip say?
What's that?
Cha-ching.
Yeah. I know.
Right?
The first time, when we closed on Woodlake, and I said, honey, we've had it for 2 months. I need you to come see it. I want you to come see it because he hadn't seen it before we closed. And I said, I would love for you to see it. And I gave him the grand tour. And, of course, we're still boarded up. We still have, I mean, it's still ugly as sin. I mean, we're only 2 months in. And he walked in. I said, what do you think? And he says, this place is a turd.
I think that's a technical term. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna consult my real estate glossary and I'm gonna look that one up. Hey, we come back from the break. We're gonna finish up our conversation on the 55 unit and we're gonna talk about what they're doing now. Stick around.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom-and-pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just joining us, you've missed a lot of good information because I have Chip and Kelly on the show with me today. They're Lifestyles Unlimited members. They've been members for almost, I think they're just at their 9-year anniversary. They joined Lifestyles Unlimited specifically because what they were doing for their futures, whether it was focused on retirement or anything else, it just wasn't working for them. I mean, that corporate grind wasn't working. So they started doing some Dave Ramsey stuff, which helped. And I won't bash Dave Ramsey because I think there's a place for Dave Ramsey. But once you master what Dave Ramsey teaches you, you're kind of tapped out, and you really need to come to an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited so that you can get to the next level. Well, they did that. And Kelly took the bull by the horns and really got focused on real estate investing. I mean, they owned single family properties that they transitioned into multifamily investments. They bought a 51 unit, technical term, turd property that they turned into a phenomenal property. I mean, they took this thing, they bought it for $2 million, dropped $1.5 million into it, and you would think, why would you spend that kind of money on something that you just classified as you did? Well, this is why. Because when they ultimately sold the property, because of the way multifamily properties are valued based on income streams, Kelly had transitioned this property from a really just a kind of a really nasty property into a beautiful property in an area of San Antonio surrounded by other beautiful properties, kind of a home run. And this was her first one, her very first one. So, Kelly, the question I've got for you, when did you sell that 55-unit property?
We actually sold it during Thanksgiving timeframe of last year. It was kind of crazy because I was out of town, and I said, because the close date kept getting pushed. And by the time I got pushed, I said, well, I'm going to be out of town. They go, okay, we'll send somebody to you to sign some paperwork. And that just kind of blew my mind. You know, I'm just at my sister's house, and somebody shows up and says, here, close it. And I didn't get my last, you know, picture goodbye or anything. There is a house cat, I call it, that we kept. We just kept one on property. And so we actually had to go back with the new owners, and we took pictures with the new owners and the cat and everything. So it was kind of a bittersweet goodbye.
But you didn't stop there. I mean, you actually were on the hunt for a replacement property, were you not?
That is correct. We bought a new property February of last year in 2020, and we went through COVID with that one, holding cash. We didn't start the project full force until this year because we didn't know what turns were coming around. And then we held Woodlake. We actually had it up for sale, and we finally we got it under contract at the end of summer and closed about November timeframe. So
tell me about this.
We managed two properties same time.
Yeah. Well, and tell me about, I'm just excited to hear about this bigger one, this 200 plus unit property. Are you approaching this property the way you did that smaller property, or is this a completely different animal?
No, I approach it usually the same way. Is when I go into a property, and of course, before you actually close, as you know, we're able to see every unit. We're able to walk every unit. We're able to look at the leases. We know the type of people are there. We know what's going on. So the first and foremost we always want to do is, you know, secure the residents. And when I say that, protect them. So if there's anything that we noticed in a unit that shouldn't be there, smoke detectors that aren't existent, fire extinguishers, anything that could hurt the resident, that's what we focus on. We also focus on residents that, you know, could potentially be a problem to other residents. And then we focus on the property itself. What's hurting the property? Do we have roof leaks? Because if you have roof leaks, then your residents are going to hate you because their you know, inside is, you know, getting moldy. So we just approach this from a top-down process like that. And then we start going to work on the inside and start rehabbing as people move out. And, you know, we're just moving right along on all of that. We've almost gotten, if I'm not mistaken, I'm, of course, I'm not in front of my computer, about 70 units already turned and upgraded out of the 204.
You know, now taking a depressed type deferred maintenance, you know, just a depressed property, and Kelly's, you know, MOS would be, you're building a better community. How do you do that? Well, you start with how you mentioned, and if you do check the boxes, you're going to make that a better community, apartment community, for all the tenants. And that's how, you know, her strategy moved forward quite successfully.
So how is it you're able to turn already like a third of the units? Was it a condition where you had low occupancy, or did you have to help people understand that that wasn't the right place for them to live? How were you able to get through so many units so fast?
So, well, it's been over a year now, and so that is one thing. Number two, in a normal environment, what you do is you kind of clean house. Those that have lease violations over and over again, if you find anybody that's dealing drugs, you get those people out. You really get the riffraff out immediately. And when you start doing that, then you're able to rehab a lot of units very, very quickly at a short amount of time. During that time, as that process was going on, now there's chatter in the community. Oh, they're not going to put up with that. And so then we have another wave of riffraff going out. And so it's kind of a, it morphs over time where people start realizing, hey, you know, we either need to follow the rules or we're going to have to get out. And they know it now. So it's a process. It's always a process. When I take over a deep value play, I tell my investors, you're not going to get money in the first year, because it is a process to move through this, through getting these rounds of individuals out and then rehabbing.
So what kind of returns were you forecasting for this property? I mean, if let's say I'm a passive investor in your deal. I'm not, but let's say I put $100,000 into this deal. What are you projecting for me to receive down the road?
Again, you know, of course, any returns that we get in the first year would be going back into the property. We initially were forecasting about 7 or 8 in the first year, and then going to 9 to 10 the second year, and then increasing, and then maybe getting a second loan or deciding to sell, you know, in those subsequent years. COVID actually has slowed us down quite a bit. Our strategy is conserving cash and not going as fast as possible. And that's a smart way of looking at it, because as you know, we thought, you know, COVID was going to go away 2 weeks after it happened. You know, we're just going to, everybody shuts down for 2 weeks and then we go back to work and go back to normal. And that truly didn't happen. And so now we're finally, opening up and, able to do. So we're probably delayed about 6 to 9 months, to be perfectly honest.
How long do you think you'll be in this particular property? I mean, what's that long-term time frame for investment?
I typically like to look at a 3 to 8 year cycle. And the reason why I look at it in such way is generally our loans are interest only for the first 3 years. By that time, it's been stabilized, and we push the rents as far as we can. And at that point in time, we really can't push rents. So the value is what the value is. So why not sell that property at that point, redeploy that money into one or two other properties, and make money on those and push those rents? And I'm always looking at down the road, what's the equity down the road, versus focusing on the monthly income of the cash on cash return.
Now I get that. Because Chip, when Kelly's doing all of those things she was just talking about, what is the end result for you? What happens to you, say, around the February timeframe?
Well, the taxes are always interesting. But aside from that, you know, what she has accomplished and what our strategy has afforded us to do is retire me. I have retired. So when she's talking about these numbers and her strategy that she's discussing, that has worked. And it's worked to get me out of the corporate grind, which is, you know, I'm getting acclimated to. And, you know, Lifestyles has been great about giving us that map to help us show us the path. And we followed it. And we're both retired.
That's awesome, man. There's nobody more happy for you than me. Trust me. I just love you guys. Chip and Kelly, they got it done. They're both completely retired. You can do it too.
Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.